All right, here we are, trying to tie up some things. In the time out here, which is what I call the top of the hour break, Eric Karlstrom is back with us tonight. Eric was kidnapped and was lost for at least 6 to 8 weeks. We don't know where they took him. He was tortured severely, but he has somehow put himself back together. He's back tonight. That was not true, but it sounded kind of good. So, what the heck? How are you, Eric?
Well, I'm doing fine, Jeff. Thanks. Nice to talk to you again. Yeah, it has been a while, I think, since the 28th of December, since our last discussion. And
well,
I
they
have...
cut off. They cut... No, you were cut off.
Yeah.
You were,
yeah,
they you chopped know, I, you off. No contact, no communication, nothing.
Right, yeah. And, of course, I am a targeted individual, as we've mentioned before, and so you're under constant surveillance, and interference is kind of a... understatement. I mean, they're always running operations to try to get you to, you know, entrap you, to get you to screw up, to make you feel it's really a form of mind control. And
sure it is. Yeah.
And of course, there are probably millions of people who would count themselves. Well, there are probably millions who would count themselves as targeted individuals and are subject to this kind of government. I guess I'd call it a soft eugenics program. But there are many, many who are targeted who don't understand that they are being targeted. All they think is their lives are going to pot and they're going crazy. So, and that's one of the reasons I've been inspired to keep talking about this since I started talking about it on the radio about 11 years ago.
Hold on one second. For all of you out there who really appreciate what Eric has done, what he does, he, quite literally, the last program we did, got into some territory they didn't like at all, and they cut off all contact with him. He couldn't contact me, I couldn't contact him, I couldn't call him, nothing. And that went on for weeks. So they do that. That's what they do.
Yeah. Yeah, well, some people call it counterintelligence stalking. So you're up against the big boys, you know. You're up against the special forces, you're up against all the exotic weapons, directed energy weapons, neuro weapons. Walter Boart called it the invisible war. And it really is using exotic weapons. And it's a kind of warfare where people can't see what's happening because nobody can see these frequencies, you know, going by. But they have impacts on people's minds and on people's bodies. And unfortunately, they're going for total control. They're wanting to control our thoughts and our movements. And of course, Yuval Noah Harari talks about this.
That's right. That's what the Stargate thing is, as you know. They're going for total control. Total. Cradle to grave.
It's preposterous, but it's true. We need to wake up to that fact and say, no, you know, who are these people? They're committing crimes against humanity, and we need to take the names and numbers and, you know, treat them to our justice system, you know, because this has been going on for a long time. I wanted to ask you, Jeff, have you ever had the opportunity to interview Walter Boart?
One time.
Mind control.
One time. And I tried to get him on multiple times, but he was an eclectic man. He's in the archives there somewhere. Boart, Walter Boart. Fascinating man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, in 2012, I began my series, actually 2011, is Crestone Baca, Colorado, the Vatican City of the New World Order, an expose of the New World Religion, which has kept me busy, even though I've been targeted since then. So that's 14 years now I've been working on that. Now with 14 parts, I believe, and 285 appendices, and I just keep adding to it. And I've gone now and bought the Operation Mind Control Researchers Edition 1994 by Walter Boart, which really is remarkable bit of research. And this man, yeah, he was, I think, eccentric, but he was, I'm sure he was targeted, of course. And he died of cancer, I think, in 2007. But he did a tremendous service, I think, to humanity in explaining what's going on. And, you know, sometimes I really get down on the military, you know, because they're carrying out a lot of this. But, you know, Boart was inspired to get into this because one of his friends from childhood went into the Air Force in Vietnam War and came back and didn't have his basic memories of his childhood anymore. And he went through years and years and years of therapy and started to recover his memories. And he had been brainwashed, mind controlled by the Air Force to be a kind of a recorder at these secret meetings, that they couldn't have anybody write anything down. And the further he got into it, the more nightmarish the whole thing became. So he was basically treated to the mind control program, say, that produce a Manchurian candidate. He was hypno-programmed by the Air Force back around 1970, 69, 68, with all the cover stories and everything. And that's Walter Boart's friend. And that's what got Walter Boart into this topic. And, you know, I think there's only about 500 copies of this researcher's edition that he made by Xerox. But you can... Uh-huh.
Those old Xerox books, Eric, some of them were just phenomenal. And the people late at night putting their books together with a high-speed photocopy machine, automatic stapling, and a front and back postcard-grade paper cover and a title. And they're classics.
Well, that's the case with my Is Crestone Baca, Colorado, the Vatican City of the New World Order. I made about 15 copies, Xerox them, cost about $80 a copy. That was in 2015. But
I speak from experience as well. My book that I put together, AIDS Exposed, which was quite a revelatory book. I did that myself late at night at Kinko's, and a copy of it was hand carried to Saddam Hussein, who read it cover to cover and told my source, who took it over to him, a young woman, that nothing the U.S. government does surprises him. In other words, AIDS was man-made. It's like COVID. We made it. So HIV was man-made. Anyway, it was all documented in the book.
But you get into this Walter Boart's Operation Mind Control Researcher's Edition, and he's got the backstory on so many things that are part of our history.
He was a treasure, the guy. He was amazing.
Yes. You know, in the 1960s, a lot of these presidential models like Kathy O'Brien and Bryce Taylor and Kathy Sullivan and whatnot, who went through this monarch mind control programming to be a sex kitten and to be a presidential model, to be a sex slave, basically, for the politicians and the slaves and the bigwigs. A lot of them were given medicines so that they wouldn't get AIDS, he says. Now, this is in the 1960s. So apparently this was made a long time before even we thought it was, you know, at least if Boart is correct in this. So this is the kind of insights you get from this book, the real scoop on so much of our history, which was, of course, fabricated for us as psychological operations.
All of it. And if you think looking at that screen in your hand is reality, think again. It's not. You're being programmed and groomed every step of the way by that screen in your hand.
Absolutely. I remember as a kid, you do too. You know, my parents would sit us down in front of the TV with our Mickey Mouse ears. And I mean, I'm showing my age here, but there was the Mickey Mouse show. And we've even got a picture of the three of us, you know, with our mouse ears, you know.
Oh, nice. Oh,
little
good.
Tots.
Good.
But I mean, this was programming. And of course, we thought it was great. And it all seemed
it's
very
a thousand
wholesome.
Times more vile now and clever.
That's right.
Unbelievably intricate. It is multi-level. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's extraordinary and not accidental at all. Of course, once you get into the study of mind control, you realize this is the real huge subtext, I think, of the Cold War. These exotic invisible weapons, electronic frequencies, et cetera, neural weapons. The Soviets were in an arms race with the United States on this. From what I gather, the United States under Alan Dulles and Richard Helms and whatnot with MK Ultra and, you know, Project Chatter and Bluebird and Artichoke and MK Delta and MK Search and on and on and on. All these different top secret mind control projects that we had supposedly to beat the Russians and the Chinese. Well, we were always ahead, but In fact, according to Cheryl Welch, there have been several times that the Russians have said, please, let's stop. And I don't know if that's true, but according to Cheryl Welch and various reports I've read, Stalin wouldn't hear of it. The horrible murderer, butcher, the worst villain in the history of the world, he wouldn't allow it. And so it wasn't until his death in 1953 that Alan Dulles was able to get going with MK Ultra. That's one of the stories I've read. But yeah, Lopatin in the 1980s tried to get a treaty, a Russian treaty with a world treaty, not to use these weapons, because these weapons can, again, take over a person, transhumanize them, turn them into a cyborg slave, and not recall what they've done. Of course, that's part of it. There's the Manchurian Candidate thing, which has been around since World War II, really, with George Estabrooks at Colgate University going to the Pentagon saying, hey, we're in a war, we got to use this stuff. And he was a master at hypnotism. And then Delgado with his Psycho-Civilized Society, and Dr. Ewan Cameron with his depatterning the brain through torture, and then psychic driving through playing subliminal messages 24 hours a day. All of this stuff has now merged into a very, very sophisticated program that can be carried out remotely against anybody who is, gets on a list like potential terrorist threat with the Department of Homeland Security, and then they can be targeted for this. And now you're fighting for your life. And I have been fighting for my life since 2013 that I know of. And it turns out a lot of people got targeted at that time, or realized they became targeted at that time under Obama. So this is something that is on the, it's kind of like chemtrails. The government denies it's occurring, but it's huge. And it is a way to take out political dissidents or anybody that somebody in power wants to remove or to neutralize or to soft kill and whatnot. These you've heard of telehealth. Well, the same technologies can be used for teletorture. And this does, I think, get to the wireless body area network and all the sensors that are put inside us.
You mentioned chemtrails, Eric. I have a report here that since USAID has been pretty well done away with, that nobody's seeing chemtrails being sprayed. I'm not saying that that's directly true, but look up and see if you see chemtrails. I'd be interested. If there's an interruption in chemtrail spraying by the cancellation of USAID, go ahead.
Thank God, if that's the case. I mean, this is one of the things that I hate the most about modern America. As a physical geography professor for 30 years, of course, I'm very much into looking at nature and the sky, and taught climatology and taught physical geography and soils and landforms and that sort of thing. Mexico outlawed it down here about 3 years ago. And I'm in Mexico at the moment, and our skies are like you and I remember them as kids.
Nice to hear.
I can't tell you how much that's worth, to have an environment not polluted with chemtrails.
Blue skies, priceless.
Blue skies. My gosh, the good old days.
Well, look up and see. And I'm not saying they are or aren't. I'm just saying I got a report that people are saying they're not seeing anymore since USAID was taken apart and pretty much completely eradicated, all but just a handful of skeleton crew. So we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, of course, I'm holding out the hope that some of the money that they've raided and confiscated has been going to this black project, unacknowledged specialized access project of the targeted individual program. I'm holding, my breath to hope that we'll see a change. But I don't think so, because I think the trend is towards this total control system of which we have been the guinea pigs, I think. Like Bill Gates' 060606 patent, which is cryptocurrency to body activity. So they're going to allot you cryptocurrency if they approve of, they're taking all your vital signs and spying on you in a complete manner inside and out. And if they agree, if they like what you're doing and you're not offending anybody, then you do get your, guaranteed minimum wage or whatever it is, universal basic income. And if you don't, you're cut off. So So the idea is to be able to, for the government or whoever is in charge, to decide who lives or dies. And they have the technology. And this is what why it's important for us to look at these grim scientific realities of the invisible war, which have been going on since, you know, the 40s and 50s, but secretly, mostly.
I agree.
Yeah. What I wanted to really bring up here is one of the insights that Walter Board came up with, which I think is remarkable. He actually presided over various conferences with academics. He talked to everybody. He talked to prisoners, medical people, prisoners who've been victim of this, soldiers who've been victim of this, medical people who were trying to figure it out. And he talked to a lot of psychologists, had a conference. And at that conference, he met a psychologist who remained nameless. But that psychologist compared the elements of what's called alien abduction, which I think very much a lot of people agree is actually the military abductions, that the alien...
I think it's a mix myself, but yes, the military is up to their eyeballs in it. You bet. I agree.
Yeah, and then the comparison would be the elements of that whole process, which, of course, lots of survivors have been able to recall with a therapist, and the similarities between what they go through, which, of course, is horrendous, with the people who've survived satanic ritual abuse, with the people who've survived mind control operations, such as with the CIA's programs, and yep. Targeted individuals. Okay, there's four different, apparently different phenomena which share a great many of the same elements. And he provides 11 tables in his Operation Mind Control Researchers Edition, which, by the way, you can get that on PDF, so you can look at these tables. Mm-hmm. The quality is not that good, but you can get the meaning. And so I think that what I come up with, is that the group that is behind this, the power group that's behind this, are Satanists, Luciferians, and that these are techniques which they have used and refined over the decades and centuries, perhaps even millennia, to create zombies, to create mind-control slaves. And to assert their will over the individual in question. And this is what happens. Yeah. Yeah. It's horrible. You think you live in a free country and your government...
There's so many horrible things out there. There really are. That's not to say there aren't some good things left, but you got to kind of look for them. You got to protect them when you find them. It's a very negative environment out there. Not good.
Well, I think it explains a lot, too, Jeff. I mean, okay, we say, now, what happened to the American people? Well, if you believe Fritz Springmeier and Walter Board, you know, and as of 1994, at least 10 million or 6 to 10 million have been programmed like this. Right. So these people are sleepers. They are subject to codes, cues, and triggers like a computer. They have different files in their mind, you know, with amnesia barriers in between them. So that they have actually different subaltern personalities that can be called up by their handlers, and their handlers have included very, very famous and highly placed individuals in politics and entertainment, apparently, according to many of the survivors. So this is a system of slavery, biorobot slavery, that, you know, one can track through the decades across the different countries and continents. It is an international program. All of these different faces, I think, occur. These four different aspects of it would share a lot of similarities. So there does seem to be a group of people that is, you know, operating in the shadows, in the cults, in the occult, that are involved with the military in programming individuals for their purposes. And of course, this has lots of applications especially for intelligence agencies, you know, for couriers and like this young Air Force guy, David, who was a friend of Walter Boart's. He had a hyper, I guess it's called hypernesia instead of amnesia, he had hypernesia. He had total recall of what they wanted to have total recall on. And then he would forget, blank out on things that happened in his own life. But when he was at a meeting or at a torture session, like with the Phoenix Program in Vietnam or Laos or whatever, or a negotiation session with, leaders of the Vietnamese or whatever, with the Americans, generals or whatever, he had total recall. And then he could be brought back to the States or wherever. He's flown all over the place and treated royally. And, of course, all kinds of cover stories, different names, et cetera, handlers. So what they do is they create these multiple personalities that then can be used as a weapons platform. And, of course, they can be assassins. They can be drug couriers. They can be sex kittens, all kinds of things. It's great for the mafia. It's great for the military intelligence agencies. As I said, Walter Bohr makes the claim in here that Navy SEALs and Delta Force people go through this, and they are hypno-programmed. Well, that would explain a lot, you know, and he gives examples of people like that. And he talks about some of the people who, of course, he goes through the classic cases of Sirhan Sirhan and James Earl Ray and Lee Harvey Oswald. Sure. These were all hypno-patsies. Milton Klein, the psychiatrist, said in 1957, I can make a patsy in 3 months with hypnosis. It takes 6 months to make a Manchurian candidate, a killer, assassin. That was 1957. Well,
Lee Oswald should have gotten an award. He tried to stop it. He was completely painted out antithetically to what he did, what he tried to do. He was just skewered. They destroyed him. It's too bad, but they do. That's what they do. Human life doesn't mean anything to them. If you're in the way, you're gone. Or they'll use you however they want. They don't care.
Well, apparently there's one, I think, researcher who's been spending decades, like many have spent their life on this, who says there were two Lee Harvey Oswalds, like there were two Sirhan Sirhans and I think two James Earl Rays. See, these guys have it down. They go to, school, you know.
Playing with us is child's play to them. They have it all. Whatever they want to do, it's true.
It really, in that sense, look what they've done to Los Angeles. Look what they did to the Paradise. Horrible. Look what they did to Palisades. Look what they did to Lahaina. Look what they did to North Carolina. It's like, it's dangerous to be an American citizen now, because the New World Order can just take you out with their exotic directed energy weapons. Mm-hmm. I recently watched a video that Deborah Tavares put together. She's quite emotional, as usual. But I think it's well justified. She says, she's talking about the Paradise Fire because she grew up there. And so she's, kind of on the verge of tears the whole time. And she's saying these are directed energy weapons and they burn the house from the inside out because they heat up the metal. And the metal becomes extremely hot and then the joists and everything, and then it just explodes the material around it. And when you look at the pictures, it does look like a bomb went off. Everything's leveled to the ground level, like in Gaza.
Did she lose her house? I don't think she. I didn't hear that she did.
I don't know. But she talked.
She was kind of in the neighborhood, but I don't.
Yeah, I can send you the video. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. Yeah.
I'll send you that. Yeah, unfortunately, she goes off on primary water, which there's no basis for that in the real world of earth science. But, so it's a game.
People are, wait, hold on. I'm behind on this one. People are selling primary water now? Is that what you're talking about? I don't know.
She's got a whole website about it. And she says that there should never be any problems with water because there's primary water. Well, if you teach physical geography and you know or earth science,
you kind of get to know about primary water.
You get to know that there's groundwater and there's surface water and there's water in glaciers and water in oceans and water in the atmosphere. And you get to know about the percentages and stuff. So she might be talking about groundwater, but that's not everywhere. And so she's got some fantasy in her brain. And, bless her heart, she works very hard. She comes up with the right patents, and she's a brilliant asset to the country. But she doesn't know squat about earth science. So I just bring that up because it's unfortunate when people mix you know, valid, truthful information with nonsense, because then they're easily dismissed, you know. So that's, we have true. To be careful to try
very
not
true.
To do that. We have to try yeah. to stay credible. One of the things they want to do with somebody like me, of course, is to discredit me. You know, like they've done with the other targeted individuals, like we talked about last week or 2 or 3 weeks ago now. What's this guy, Paul Benowitz? They tried to make him look crazy, and they succeeded.
They did. Well, I think they did drive him nuts. That's my understanding.
Yeah, they actually, yeah, and they drove Jack Ruby nuts, you know, and killed him. You know, these mm-hmm. guys don't mess around, like you say, you know.
No.
But Jack Ruby tried to confess that there was a whole new political system coming in, and Earl Warren of the Warren Commission didn't want to hear about that, you know. But that's what happened. We had a silent coup, of course, in 1963, and I suppose another one in 9/11, a whole series of them. But yeah, just a moment. You know, I've got so many voices saying the same thing about these alien abductions. I'll just read, if you don't mind. I'll just read a little bit about from Julianne McKinney, director of the Good. Electronic Surveillance Project of the Association of National Security Alumni. In other words, she was either CIA or intelligence, DIA.
I know the name. I've heard it. I don't know much about her, but I have heard the name. Yeah.
After she became targeted. But she wrote a report, Microwave Harassment and Mind Control Experimentation, published in December of 1992. And she says, she goes on and on, but she says, in sum, I see these UFO activities as being nothing more than a massive covert intelligence fraud being perpetrated on a gullible public, a lucrative large-scale mind control operation qualifying as an attempt to create the cult to end all cults, the cult from outer space. She says, another source told her that there was a project headed by Michael Aquino that involved the programming of course, he's the guy who, the Satanist, who Lieutenant Colonel who founded the Temple of Set and was found guilty of pedophilia at the Presidio in San Francisco. That's Michael Aquino. Wrote mine.
You know, Aquino, I would swear I had him on the program before he really revealed himself. When he was still dancing around the reality of it all. But I'm well familiar with what he was up to. Treasure Island, right? I mean, that's where it was. And it was not pretty. No, he was a bad guy. I'm not sure if I had him on or not. I 50-50. But I knew a lot about him. I certainly did a program about him, or more, because that was a big thing back then.
Yeah, and, you know, according to, you know, Walter Bowert, you know, he used Satanism you know, like they had DOD-affiliated satanic cults, because that's where they could abuse the people to dissociate them, so that then they could be bought into government service and go into the CIA mind control mm-hmm. programming.
Right.
So you have this nexus of UFO cults. In fact, if I finish this sentence, I'll get into. McKinney says another source told her that there was a project headed by Michael Aquino that involves the programming of so-called UFO abductees. The source told her that this project is codenamed Green Star, and is a mind control operation involving an overlapping of satanic cults, the U.S. military, and the UFO community. Well, now, since I mentioned last time we talked that, you know, this guy Richard Doty of the Air Force Intelligence Service, who was an undercover guy in plain clothes, he said he was one of 123 of these spooks who had kind of infiltrated the UFO community, and each of them would have had 4 assets in the community. And then he also said in this call into a radio program that the Navy, Office of Naval Intelligence, the FBI, the DIA, and the NSA were all involved in this. So the UFO community was so apparently, and I haven't been part of it, but I'm gathering that this UFO community has been, you know, so infiltrated by these spooks that it's been very compromised. Suggest that a lot of those people are not well-intentioned good people, but they're getting the full treatment, at least some of them. And we talked about that last time. And how they use the cards, you know, and I think that's what ticked him off, to tell you the truth. When I started comparing the, that's why I've had some retaliation. When I started comparing the face cards they used in the UFO movement of Benowitz and Moulton Howe, Linda Moulton Howe, the gal who made the film on cattle mutilations, and then Bill Moore, he was the Ace of Spades, and Benowitz was the king of clubs. Well, this is what they did with Saddam Hussein and his upper government people. They had the same system. So, you know, apparently you've got these, you know, these intelligence overseers, I guess, back in Washington, D.C., according to Doty, who are giving the orders about who to target. And, you know, they're moving these face cards around on this board, putting them up on the wall. I mean, you know, what a world, you know, where you could be an American citizen and have your name and face on a board back in the Pentagon or whatever. This is scary stuff, and yet this is the world we've had. And I think it's only going to ratchet up, it looks like, under Trump. It looks like a real fascist takeover here, you know, after our communist takeover attempt. Looks totalitarian.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, I think it's good that we can follow up on some of this stuff. Now you say that you think some of this UFO abductions might be real. Can you give me your perspective on that?
Well, some of it's real. They're doing what we would do if we were visiting another planet. We'd capture some of the wildlife. Probably do a necropsy on it. That's like an autopsy, but you kill the animal, then you take it apart. We study them. We study all kinds of things. It's what people do. It's what beings do. And when you look at the cattle mutilation story and you begin to understand the length and breadth of it, it's quite extraordinary. Not just cattle. Don't get stuck on that. And I do think that the military was partly involved. I have seen, what the hell was it? It was a video of a hovering craft grab a cow on the ground. I mean, maybe 200-300 yards underneath it on the ground and pull the cow right on up into the craft. I've seen it. I don't know where the video is now, but I've seen it. Anyhow, that doesn't prove it because we got a lot of tricks out there, digital tricks. But let me rephrase this. Consider cows. Add horses, cats, dogs, llamas, cattle in South America. Did I say horses? Yes, I did say horses. And other small animals and human beings. I've seen photographs of a male in South America who was cored and had parts removed, just like all the rest of them do. It's a template. Now, did the military do that too? Maybe, but maybe not. I just say, if we were studying another planet and its life, we would do much the same kind of thing. So it's not a surprise to me. And I do think the military is probably decades ahead of what we know about their technology and their craft. I do believe we have a secret space program and have had for 20, 30 years. Those machines up in orbit that John Leonard Walson has imaged with his 8-inch telescope and his infrared vision and recorded on digital video, I think they're all real. I think they're parked up there. They come and go. We've been all over the solar system. We may have been around parts of this galaxy. That's my take. And it's all about the Navy. The Navy is involved at the core of all of these deep space programs. It's a sea of space. It's a sea. It's the ocean, so to speak. It's the Navy. And they're number one. Go ahead.
The Navy is also the number one in mind control.
There you go.
CIA under them. Actually, if you listen to some of the reports that I've heard, their Operation Chatter was 1947, and then Bluebird came along in 1950, and then MKUltra in 1953. But here's what McKinney says. I have personally concluded that so-called UFO abductions, the events surrounding those abductions and sightings are a black intelligence operation involving government-sponsored kidnappings, We know that's happened. Experimental drug, boy, that's happened.
Oh, sure.
Surgical
you bet.
Experimentation, boy, that's happened. Sophisticated electronics and directed energy technologies, boy, that's happened and is happening. Implantable micro-circuited devices, Experimental aircraft, Hollywood-style special effects, and which, you know, she actually interviewed people as little kids, because they get abducted as little kids. They're actually wearing alien costumes that are very, very elaborate electronic gizmos inside to work them and everything. Number of people.
I don't discount anything, Eric. It's all on the table. And then
the last thing, in the exploitation of government-sponsored genetic experiments where they're going for hybrid species. I mean, this is nefarious shit. This is really nefarious. And, of course, if, you know, Benowitz was on to this, and I read another report that said he was actually in contact with somebody who was abducted in one of these things, and he was going to bat with her. Now, this did not come out in the Mirage Men film. They had him, picking up signals, electromagnetic signals, and picking up sites where they were training their operatives and advanced technologies that they were going to send to the Middle East. But they didn't have him going to bat for an abductee, that is to say a government alien programming abductee, which is interesting. I can't rule out the other possibility, but the government, as you say, has tremendous technology, has been working on this
long time. We have underground facilities that are immense, enormous. This is what I'm told by people. Believe me, if you all remember William Mills Tompkins, Bill Tompkins was on the program here. He was on here over, I think it was 53 hours altogether. The programs he did and the books that have come out, Selected by Extraterrestrials, Volume 1, Volume 2, Volume 3, and Volume 4 is coming, and that may be the biggest one yet. Frank Chile is working on that. I'm working on it, and we're going to bring it out. I believe that everything Bill Tompkins said is true. I think he went off the reservation a bit. There were a couple Navy admirals involved, and I can't go into it, but they didn't like what he was saying, but he was saying things that apparently were the God's truth. And everything I've said, he said, and not that I wasn't first necessarily, but he validated it. Anyway, Bill Tompkins, if you go listen to those programs, they're in the archives. That's the man. And if you look on the right side of the homepage, you'll find a section for Bill Tompkins. He was 92 when he died. And he began coming on the program when he was 89 or 90. I can't remember which, but we got over 53 hours of incredible interviews from that man. And he was there. He was working on it.
Yeah. Well, that's great to know that you've got that. Here's another quote I've got so many quotes by all kinds of people are saying the same thing. Lincoln, Savings and Loan. Conspiracy witness Paul Benatzi. Have you heard that name? That's the Franklin cover-up. That was the call boy for
George. Oh, that was a terrible thing, Franklin.
Yeah, he was stolen as a kid and then brought to the Monarch program and then turned into multiple and a sex slave. He testified to a number of code names for different Monarch programs. Some of those matched given by other victims who did not know Benatzi. There was Wizard of Oz and Alice in Wonderland. One project was codenamed Alien. The alien program which they used, Alien, was mainly under Star Wars, he says. This would fit with Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino's reported penchant to dress up like Darth Vader, and it would be consistent with his frustrated literary urge to extend the Star Wars trilogy. Benatzi positively identified Aquino as one of his programmers. And by the way, we talked about Aquino. He wrote the book Mind Wars with a guy named Valerie. Satanic activities, Benatzi said.
Valerie, Colonel, was it Colonel Valerie or?
Yeah.
Colonel? Yeah.
Yeah, the two of them in 1980. And that was, that's still quoted and I think has been used as a template by many, many military operations and indeed right up to the present with their cognitive warfare. Satanic activities, Benatzi said, were also a frequent part of the Monarch program. The satanic and alien programs took place almost always on military ground, he said. I said all the alien stuff happened in Colorado, up in the mountains. And also, I think they did it mostly where there was hardly any chance there would be a lot of people around. Does that sound like maybe Chris Dombaka could be a candidate? Yeah.
Certainly does.
He described some of the alien programming as taking place in caves underground. Yes, we have caves. They took you in the caves which they had set up. Some of them had an alien spaceship, so you would go into it, he said. Even now, they keep showing them movies that have alien spaceships with caverns in them. If you got away from them and went around these caverns, you'd think, well, man, this is just like the movies.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You would. I'll bet.
Well, okay, so
just
here's
like
another
the movies.
One. Jacques Vallée, I told you, is a PhD physicist, and he's one
Jacques,
of the authorities.
Jacques Vallée.
Jacques Vallée, excuse me. Yeah, he wrote a book, Messengers of Deception, which I did read. It's a short read, and it's a good one.
Yeah.
Major Murphy Vallée said, reported that the U.S. had evidence in 1943 that several countries had been working on circular aircraft, which they hoped to develop into secret weapons.
The Germans had them flying in the 30s.
Okay.
They had them.
Yeah.
I've got movies of them.
Yeah,
two black and white movie clips.
Yeah, well, that's right. The Nazis, he said, were doing advanced research on controlled electrical discharges and controlled lightning and had tried to combine these things together. Then when the aliens invaded allies invaded Germany, a lot of the hardware fell into both U.S. and Russian hands, of course, then paperclip, etc. Then people started seeing the modern UFOs in Sweden in 1946, Vallée reports the major saying. One area where you must realize a lot of research has been done, this is the major saying, in great secrecy by 1946, Vallée quotes Murphy as saying, concern mind control and the effects of electromagnetic radiation on the human body. Vallée describes Major Murphy pulling out a file of a series of New York Times clippings beginning in 1977, which described part of a U.S. project which spanned 35 years. That's must be started at least 1942, and involved hypnosis, narcoanalysis, electronic brain stimulation, and the behavioral effects of every physical vibration known to science from ultrasound to microwaves. So Murphy, the major, says the contactees are being manipulated. I think we should not look in outer space for the manipulators. The best place to start looking for them is among some of the occult groups, such as organizations. We got those in Crestone, 30 major spiritual groups. Such organizations are an ideal place for a clever individual to exercise his influence because they are ignored by the intellectuals, by those who call themselves scientific investigators. They are afraid of looking silly. If they join the Order of Melchizedek, what will the dean say when he finds out?
Melchizedek.
Okay.
Melchizedek.
Melchizedek, yeah.
I had him on too, I think. I did a couple times, I think.
You're not Melchizedek.
Drenvalo Melchizedek. I think that was his full name. I think.
Oh, well, I think this goes into the Bible. Melchizedek is the name.
Well, it's a biblical name. Yeah, but he took it. Anyway, he was
character. The order, I think, would be honoring the character in the Bible. But anyway, this is from Jacques Vallée's Messengers of Deception, UFO Contacts and Cults, 1979. So anyway, I kind of revisited this topic after our last conversation and find a lot of support, a lot of smart people like Alex Constantine and Jim Keith and Fritz Springmeier and all kinds of people who are saying basically the same thing, that the military is doing this. In fact, there's one post I have. It's called Alien Abduction Mind Control Programming, which has collected a whole bunch of quotes from survivors. Bill Cooper's in there, Fritz Springmeier, Kathleen Sullivan, an ex-MI6 guy, Mallory, Fiona Barnett, the brilliant TI and ex-Delta programmer and satanic ritual abuse survivor from Australia, Fiona Barnett, who wrote Eyes Wide Open, which is an encyclopedic treaty. That's probably the next thing that if people really want to get into this, and, you know, the world hangs on for a little longer, they can read Operation Mind Control by Boward, 1994, and then follow that up with the Fiona Barnett's Eyes Wide Open, which shows you that MKUltra, after the 1970s hearing with Senator Frank Church, a lot of it went to Australia down under. So MKUltra down under has been huge, along with the satanic cults. And she's grew up with both of them. So anyway, a lot of these quotes are basically saying the same thing with a lot of these people who've researched it, you know, finding old CIA memos here and there and statements. Martin Cannon is another one who talks about this. The typical elements, these include UFO sightings, missing time as a child, missing time as an adult, various physical exams, fetus retrieval and baby presentation, consciousness of an encounter, virtual reality events, sexual activities, training and instruction sessions, implants, telepathic communications, and the extension of alien involvement into the lives of other family members. Well, TIs, their family members are targeted too. The data indicates then that the phenomenon is not imaginary or self-generated, that it is linked to the UFO sightings, that it involves a generational interest on the part of the aliens, quote unquote, and that contact can be made by remote means. I'm sorry, that's Carla Turner. I thought I was reading...
Carla Turner. I had the great Carla Turner on multiple times. I don't know how many. She was a wonderful person.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Oh, that was Martin Cannon. I'm sorry. The name is underneath that statement is Martin Cannon. The name above that statement is Carla Turner.
Carla Turner was a real deal.
That is Carla Turner. And Martin Cannon is saying something very similar, actually. There's a reason the same recurring themes in alien abductions overlap almost exactly with those of mind control victims. They are one and the same. The common parallels are missing time, missing pregnancies. It started at a young age, it being intergenerational, running in the family, being from military intelligence families, implants, being taken to underground bases and given messages. These two topics, UFO abductions and mind control, have more in common than their mutual ostracization. The data overlap, and this was shown in the tables I was talking about. If we could chart these phenomena on a Venn diagram, and I don't know what that is, we would see a surprisingly large intersection between the two circles of information. That's Martin Cannon, who wrote a 63-page document saying that the UFO abductions are military abductions. Anyway, there is...
Carla Turner was another one who died, in my view, shouldn't have happened. She died way too young, and just out of the blue, I think it was cancer. But, you know, you're very suspicious of those things. I am. She was telling a lot of very big, big truths.
Well, of course, cancer can be delivered remotely.
That's how they killed David Dees, the greatest political artist of our time. They killed David. They gave him cancer, turbo cancer. I watched it all.
Oh, yeah, that's tough, Jeff. This is from a recent book about targeted individuals. It's called The Radiohead Protocol. The last V2K mind control has an alpha and omega. She claims to have figured it out. She calls herself, I think, Electronic Angel. She's got a little book out. But she points out in her book that the CIA's 1952 Project Moonstruck is the targeted individual program. She states, it is devastating to realize with dawning comprehension and a crushed spirit that the V2K and electronic harassment experienced by so many targeted individuals today is actually Project Moonstruck, a bona fide mind control program of the mighty U.S. government. And here's how it's described. Project Moonstruck, 1952, CIA. 1, electronic implants in brain and teeth. 2, long-range targeting. 3, implanting during surgery or surreptitiously, that's kind of secretly, during abduction. Oh, and then I comment, this explains my labs of military abductions phenomenon. 4, frequency range, high frequency to extremely low frequency transceiver implants. Transceiver is a transponder and a receiver. It sends and receives, so you become a radio hit. 5, purpose, tracking, mind and behavior control, conditioning, programming, covert operations. 6, functional basis, electronic stimulation of the brain, ESB. Project Moonstruck, 1952, CIA. She says that, and she attributes this to a guy named Puharik, Andrei Puharik from Czechoslovakia, who's kind of a dark genius. I don't think we can attribute it to one person, but he probably had a big impact. But this is coming from, I just checked recently to see some recent books about the TIA program, and this is one I came up with by Electronic Angel, and I got it on Amazon.com, you know, with their online purchase, you know, so you can get, you can download these things online and take a look at them. So, Project Moonstruck.
Okay. Yeah. You just named a number of very extraordinary people who are gone now, and they were just phenomenal to talk to. Their books, pardon me, to have them on the program, to learn from them, just amazing people. And who do we have to replace them? Where are they? Where are the genius people who are telling the truth, who have figured it all out now? It's hard to find them. We used to have, they were readily available before. You could find them. You could get their books, read. By the way, the human brain has now been found on average to have enough microplastic in it to fill one of those little packets of sugar at a restaurant or to recreate a plastic fork.
Jeez.
That's how much microplastic is in the average brain already.
Well, not to mention heavy metals and
that's other, just one.
Other materials that we get from the chemtrailing and from the foods and everything, yeah. And from the vaccine, quote unquote, you know, the metamaterials, the smart dust, the things that are supposed to turn us into a transceiver, so that messages can be sent to and from us. And I think are doing, you know, increasingly an effective job. So I think those people who got the jab, you know, think about everybody who's got a cell phone. They're automatically in the matrix, aren't they? The hive mind, because they can
be located.
Now with the people with the jab, who needs a cell phone? Because they can do the same thing with the materials they put in us.
I just think this world is in big trouble, and our species is in big trouble.
Yes, we really are, and we have to almost give thanks for every day, but not fall asleep.
Don't fall asleep, but learn to get away from that phone, for goodness sakes. You weren't born to stare at that screen 5 hours a day. I don't care what you're looking at. Boy, look at life. You know, find out what your reality is, not what they tell you. Everything that they feed into your brain becomes part of your baseline reality. That's what you relate to when you think about things, whether you realize it or not. You go there because you've experienced it. That's your experiential reality. Thank you, Eric, and I hope they don't shut you off again.
Thanks, Jeff. It's good to talk to you. I think we've dug into some pretty important stuff, and I appreciate all the history you have with it and your commitment to this subject.
Thank you for bringing it up. It's very important. Yeah, great work.
Thanks a lot. Good night.
Okay, good night now. Professor Eric Carlstrom, emeritus, he does know his geography and physical geography at that. We will pause now and come right back, going over to Ireland next hour to find out the latest in the overthrow and the reconfiguration of the Roman Catholic Church with its 1.3 billion members. The overthrow of the church is now a fait accompli. We'll see what happens, but it's being changed every day in many ways. Be right back.